We've been fortunate to enjoy unusually warm temperatures that have been in the mid-70s during this past week. However, as we all know, the weather can change and change fairly quickly here in Iowa. In fact, snow is in the forecast for Monday evening and Tuesday. Jeff Chapman is a meteorologist with the National Weather Services at Sioux Falls. He reminds us that during this time of nice weather is when we should be beginning thinking of compiling a winter weather survival kit for our vehicles.
It's a good idea to use this nice, quiet time right now to start to think about what you need to do to prepare for that upcoming winter weather. One of the most important things, if you're going to be doing a lot of traveling, is to make sure to have a winter survival kit in your car, and that can contain items such as a flashlight and batteries, some food, a non-perishable food stuff such as granola or candy bars, some water, a cell phone charger, some extra warm clothes, especially items to cover your extremities, such as a hat, gloves, and extra boots.
Chapman says that looking ahead to the winter months, we could experience some colder than normal temperatures because of the development of the La Nina weather system based in the Pacific Ocean.
Right now, we are watching that La Nina condition develop in the central equatorial Pacific. Typically, what that will do is it'll have a feedback on the larger scale flow around the hemisphere. And long-term study of those types of patterns tends to equate with a little bit higher tendency for some more extreme cold pushes into the northern portions of the U.S. during the heart of the winter, that December through February timeframe.
Sunday will probably be our last day that we see high temperatures in the 70s. Next week, the weather forecast is calling for the high temperatures to be in the mid-40s. Fifth graders from Lamar's Community Schools participated in a contest sponsored by the Wasmer Post No. 241 American Legion of Lamar's. Students were asked to write an essay as to what the American flag means to me. Legion members indicated that many of the submitted essays were well-written with emotional meaning. The top three students from Cluckhone Elementary were third place Emily DeRod, second place was from Cluckhone was awarded to Maddie Washburn, and taking top honors was Grace Durer. Franklin Elementary School's top three essay winners included third place Xavier Torres, Haley Kirshner placed second, and Chloe Mullally had first place. At Clark Elementary, Cooper Pick was placed third, Young Dang was second, and Chase McNaughton took top honors. All of the winners received a certificate, plus first place winners were awarded $50, second place winners received $30, and the third place winners were given $20. The overall first place winner was Chase McNaughton. His essay will be sent on to the district level for further judging. Chase also received another $50 for being named the overall winner of the contest. Galen Catholic chose not to participate in the essay contest this year. Because of the COVID-19 virus, and like many events this year, the National FFA Convention was held virtually online instead of having a live event. Unfortunately, students from across the nation were not able to converge on Indianapolis, Indiana for the week-long conference. However, the Youth Agricultural Organization still honored many FFA students from across the nation, including the awarding and recognizing of the American Degree recipients. The American Degree is the highest honor an FFA member can achieve, and this year, a recent graduate of Hinton Community High School earned that honor. Joel Jauer not only was awarded the prestigious honor, but he can also make the claim that he's the very first from the Hinton FFA chapter to be honored with an American Degree.
I believe it's under 2% of FFA members actually achieve this, and it's a system. You start on a base level by earning your Green Hand and Chapter degree, and then you proceed to your Iowa and then American degree. It's truly an honor for any member to be bestowed this, and I was very honored to actually have quite a few friends in the community. Whitney Staple and Claire Ulrichs also received theirs, and I was very happy to be able to be honored with them.
Jauer says that he is proud of his achievement and talks about what it meant for him to have an FFA chapter get started in Hinton only just a few years ago.
It was kind of a big deal when we got it because it was something quite a few of us had always been rooting to get because Hinton has those deep agricultural roots that just never seemed to manifest itself. So when we knew that we got the program, there were a lot of students like myself that weren't going to sit back and we were going to go out and achieve things like this.
Each FFA member must implement what is known as a supervised agricultural experience, which could be a variety of opportunities such as starting their own business or raising crops or livestock or working for a business. In Yower's case, he chose a couple of job-related opportunities.
A lot of people have a lot of different projects. I personally had quite a few. My main two were helping Randy Rudiger over in between him and Kingsley there vaccinate and sort hogs and feed and work them, as well as I had the opportunity to attend and groom the snow hill down at Cone Park, and that's actually where I got quite a few of my hours, which are required to achieve the degree. Down there, I make the snow and help shape the hill and stuff to keep it safe for the tubers, and it was an awesome job that I was able to have, and I'm honored that I was able to use it to get my American degree.
Yower says that in order to receive the American degree, it does require a considerable amount of record keeping. He had to complete an application in order to achieve the American degree. And Yower says that he suggests for younger FFA members to start early and to keep focus. He says he was influenced by many of his own FFA peers from other schools.
I definitely had a lot of people I had looked up to. There were fellow members, but when I was a kid, I remember a lot of students like Courtney Miller coming up to Lamar's to pursue ag and FFA. And I had always looked up to people like that and people like Madison Cabarna in my own chapter. I know I wanted to do some of the things that she didn't have time to because, unfortunately, you know, some people age out of the group faster and they just aren't always able to meet some of the requirements for their Iowa and American degrees due to time. And so I was very fortunate to have quite a few people to look up to, not only at my own school, but in all schools around the area.
And besides Yower, Lamar's community had two recipients of the FFA American degree this year. No other surrounding schools had any eligible members this particular year.